It is Thank a First Responders Day today. Amelia Cohen from Ambulance Victoria joins us to have a chat. Amelia, nice to chat again. Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me again.
Can we say thank you to you? Because you've certainly been a paramedic in your time, haven't you?
I have. Thank you. Look, you know, we all do our job. We don't do it to be thanked, but it's always nice to be acknowledged. And I think that's the really important thing about Thank a First Responder Day, is to give those first responders that acknowledgement of the hard work that they do.
So certainly you say that and everybody thinks of the front line, so to speak. But who else in Ambulance Victoria is a first responder?
So when I think of first responder, I think of our ambulance community officers, which are the ACOs, and also our community emergency response team members, which are commonly known as CERT members. These guys are primarily volunteers, so they have a day-to-day job every day, and they choose to, you know, take their personal time and help us in Ambulance Victoria in some of our remote and rural locations to help, you know, their community and provide first aid while an ambulance is on the way. And I think today is really important for that group of people.
Yeah, it's interesting you opened up by saying that you don't do it to gain thanks. What is the motivation behind becoming a first responder in many and varied ways?
Yeah, I think for everyone it's probably slightly different. For me personally, I sort of always had that feeling I wanted to help people and always wanted to fix somebody's problems. So, and obviously, you know, enjoying that in a medical related fashion. So for me, you know, being a paramedic is an amazing thing. And it's also, you know, it's a job that's so different. You never do the same thing every day. So that's pretty exciting. And yet you can physically see that change in people and that relief people have when you arrive at their home.
So what sort of people have become paramedics? Is it across the board or they have certain qualities in your experience?
I think it's we're very much a big mixed bag of people, which I think is great. You know, I think it would be a shame if we were all very much the same. You know, we have people that have been, you know, tradies in their day and then changed into paramedics later in life. We have people straight out of uni, you know, that's exactly what they wanted to do and they've followed that career, which is probably more the direction I've come from. But it's really great to have people, you know, young people, older people, people from different walks of life as paramedics, because we can all give that little bit different from our past experience.
I think also there must be great support within, not just from other paramedics, but other professionals involved as well, because, you know, the horrible truth is you see a lot of things that are not very nice, Amelia.
You do. Look, I think the good outweighs the bad. I think there is a lot of great things you see, you know, when you see the birth of a child or you see someone improve in the time that you're treating them. That is very much a big pleasure of the job. There are tragedies, there are traumas that we see, but, you know, we're trained for these stressful situations. But I think AV is very much, you know, making sure that we're mentally well, and that's a big focus for us at Ambulance Victoria.
Yeah.
Do you work in close conjunction with other first responders? Obviously, you're at an accident scene, you see all sorts of people. So what about the SES and the police? You presumably work together on most events.
Yes, definitely. You know, our other first responder colleagues, you know, should very much be thanked. Thanks today also, and that is, you know, the SES, Fire and Rescue, CSA, all of those volunteer services are absolutely amazing, and I think everyone in Victoria would agree that it's amazing that we have such a system like this within Victoria.
Yeah. Well, listen, it is fantastic, and I think from everyone who's ever required the first responders help. I mentioned earlier I've seen off-duty ones come in and you know, possibly save a life, and I've had the need for them myself in the past. And you know, the other thing I think that is fantastic about the first responders is just the way the enthusiasm and the positiveness that they have in their job, and they pass that on to patients as well. And it's very comforting from an emotional perspective, as well as knowing that they're, you know, going to fix your broken leg or whatever it is you got.
You've got to be a psychologist as well, effectively, haven't you, in that first responder scheme of things?
To a point, yes, there is quite a bit of that psychology sort of aspect to it. And, you know, you've got to see the good things in life and see a positive aspect of life a lot of the time. But I think, you know, that's what makes paramedics individual. You know, we do tend to look on the bright side.
And finally, Amelia, I'd like to thank you. And I hope I never have to see you in anger, so to speak. I'd like to meet you, but only over a cup of tea or something.
That That'd be fantastic. Thanks very much. And I just want to say thanks to all the first responders out there as well.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks very much, Amelia. Amelia Cohn from Ambulance Victoria joining us on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Centre Victoria.